And new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Knife Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And thanks for joining us on a beautiful Father's Day afternoon here from Fond du Lac as the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters get ready to take on the Dock Spiders for their fourth matchup of the season. The Rafters, let's take a look at the starting lineup before we move on to a starting pitcher breakdown. First off, with the Dock Spiders, it'll be Patrick Graham leading off. He's the shortstop today. He'll be followed by James Hankerson Jr., who bats second and is at first base. Over at center field, batting third, it's T.P. Wentworth. Batting cleanup, it's Matt Hansen. He's at second base. Batting fifth, it's Jonathan Fitz, the catcher tonight for the Dock Spiders. Batting sixth, it's Jaron Cotton, the designated hitter. Batting seventh, it's Kelson Johnson, the right fielder. Batting eighth in left field, it's Marcus Romero. And closing out the order, and batting ninth, it's Jalen Gellings, the third baseman for the Dock Spiders. For the Rafters, they're going to once again be led off by Eric Parker, who's the right-handed hitting shortstop. Mason Onyade bats second and is the third baseman. Gunnar Miro bats third, is in center field. Royce Clayton Jr., he bats cleanup. That's who we just got done talking to. And, man, always a great conversation. And the left fielder for tonight in his first game back from injury, Noah Ruiz, he's at second base after playing the designated hitter yesterday. He's batting fifth. Batting sixth, it's Madden Akko, he's at first base, and he has been super hot. I mean, like supernova. He has been incredible for the Rafters since he came in, and, well, he bats sixth at first. Chris Diaz bats seventh. He's in right field. Pat Costin bats eighth and is the designated hitter. And batting ninth, it's Nick Adrian, the catcher for tonight. The pitchers, it's Drew Thompson versus Mason Weckler, both of them right-handers, and Drew Thompson, he's getting back out for his fourth start. Mason Weckler for his fifth. So combined, they will have had nine starts after the game today. Pretty impressive for a couple of guys. And both of them still looking to find their stuff. Although Drew Thompson's last game out, it was very strong, as I mentioned earlier. He went five innings, just the three runs allowed, and he struck out five batters. On the other side, Mason Weckler, he has appeared in four games, and his last time out, one of his better performances, he went four innings with five strikeouts against the Wausau Woodchucks 5 days ago, and in those four innings, he did allow four runs, but not too poor of a performance. His previous time, though, it was a real struggle. He only went one inning and allowed six base runners, four of them scored. The game prior, though, at Wausau, he went four innings, allowing just two runs. Really good there. So he's had some up and down performances, really on and off, on and off. And, well, he was just on last time, so the Rafters hoping that they can get him back in what he did against Green Bay and at Madison earlier in the season. So on the Rafters lineup, they're going to be due up Eric Parker, Mason Onyade, and Gunnar Myro as we get ready to go for first pitch. The Rafters at 7-12 on the season. They are looking for win number 8. On the road, though, they've been pretty good. They sit at 4-4 on the road compared to 3-8 at home, which is a little bit of a surprise considering that, you know, all of the home games, usually you got that home crowd advantage. However, they've just loved being on the road. Something about it is unlocked a new type of team, and they're hoping to bring that into Fond du Lac as Eric Parker steps into the batter's box here on a 72-degree day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, including my own, Matt Thomas. Happy Father's Day to you as the first pitch is on the way here at 1:05 p.m., and it misses low for ball number one. Parker, the right-handed hitting shortstop for the Rafters, comes into this game batting 182, but he's been an on-base machine as that one drops in there to bring it 1-1. And Parker, one of the recent additions. Him and Myro are the two most recent adds to the squad. The Rafters are currently projected to be getting in a new player relatively soon, as here's a fly ball toward shallow center field going back out the second baseman, but it'll be the center fielder T.P. Wentworth who makes the catch for out number one. So three pitches to record the first out, and it brings up Mason Onyade with nobody on and one out in the top of the first. Rafters trying to get rolling along here, and well, maybe we just got to say roll rats a couple times, grab an orange, whatever you want to say to encourage the guys to get back on. They've lost three in a row. They really need the support right about now. And, well, they've got plenty of talent. It's not a lack of it. They have performed in various fronts of the game every single night. Yesterday, both the batters and the pitchers were relatively strong. It was the defense that caused the loss as the pitch misses high to Mason Onyade. Brings it a 1-0 count. Lefty-righty matchup as this one misses low to bring it 2-0. And Onyade, he's the third baseman for the Rafters, taking on Mason Weckler. Yesterday, he was able to reach base a couple times as he fouls this one away to bring it 2-1. And the Rafters, they had plenty of guys get on base. They had a couple of multi-hit games. They had three other players that picked up at least a hit and also got on base another way. Everyone drew a walk as this one is a fly towards center field straight away. Once again, Wentworth is there. He will make the catch for out number two. Two up, two down in the first inning, and it brings up Gunnar Myro with two away and the base is empty in the top of the first inning. Gunnar Myro, the right-handed hitting center fielder for the Rafters. It's a righty-righty matchup. And the Rafters, look at the way that their offense has performed this season. And they've been good out the gates as the first pitch is called for a strike to bring it 0-1. But one of the things that I've really been noticing in games has been swinging early in counts. Haven't been able to work up pitch counts of the opposing pitchers very often as this one is fouled away once again. Brings the count 0-2. And, you know, in a lot of ways, yes, you're going to see your best pitches earlier in counts. However, when you're swinging and putting these balls into play, if you're not picking up hits, then you're never going to work up the opposing pitcher's count. Swing and a check swing. He did go, but it drops to the ground. Picked up by the catcher. Throw over to first in time for out number three. So it goes three up, three down in the first inning. Mason Weckler looking strong as we head to the bottom of the first. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Well, before we hit a break, I was talking a little bit about the Raptors' early offense. Going by inning, talking about which one they've scored the most in, it was the eighth inning that the Raptors have scored their most runs, 22 runs in the eighth inning. But the first inning, they've scored 21, just one behind that. And so it's their second biggest inning by runs scored. And, well, they were held scoreless here in the top of the first inning. They went down 1-2-3, not the way that they wanted to get things rolling along. But really, looking at the breakdown of runs, it's still looking very rough in those middle three innings. The Raptors having trouble kind of turning it on as they've scored 35 runs to opponents 63 runs on the season. So really got to make it count in these early three and then in the late three innings as the first pitch from Drew Thompson misses high for ball number one. Patrick Graham leads off for the Dock Spiders. Graham, the right-handed hitting shortstop, comes from Penn State University. 1-0 count on the way home, and that one's in there for strike number one. Brings it to a 1-1 count. And Graham hoping to be the leadoff runner for the Dock Spiders. But Thompson, he's been finding his footing. His last time out, he really looked a lot more in control. Gets a big swing and a miss from Graham to bring it 1-2. And you've just seen it. Every start out there, he's taken that next step forward, looking more and more locked in. And you really love seeing that fastball start to find its spot, not just hanging over the plate, and he's able to blow it by guys. 1-2 is a little high to bring it 2-2, but that pitch right there is a prime example of it. He didn't miss by much. It was a little high, but that's exactly where he wants to put it. A lot of times, you're going to get the swing and the miss on the high cheese. Not able to do so there. A 2-2 count with nobody out. Pitch comes here, a breaking ball that Graham holds back on. It misses low and outside to bring it 3-2. And, well, this is one of the things that seemingly every team has been able to do against the Raptors, and that's work these pitch counts. And this is what I was talking about in the first. The Raptors struggle to work up opposing pitchers' pitch count, but it's the opposite for the Raptors, as this one is fouled back to keep it 3-2. We'll see seven pitches here in the first plate appearance from Patrick Graham. Still a 3-2 count. And the Raptors saw just 10 pitches in the entire first inning against Mason Weckler. And based on the way that the offense has been going against certain pitchers, you really want to start just seeing pitches as that one is fouled back to bring it 3-2. And one of the things you'll notice if you haven't been, you know, watching games with Drew Thompson, and I've kind of failed to mention it, is, man, that hat, it falls off almost every time that he pitches. But he wants it that way. He does not want a new hat that fits his head. He said, hey, I got it. 3-2 count is fouled back and remains 3-2 yet again. So seeing a ton of pitches here, that this will be the ninth pitch of the plate appearance coming up. And just the first plate appearance, Patrick Graham really working Drew Thompson. 3-2 on the way home, gets a swing and a miss. And that's strike number three, the first out of the bottom of the first inning. Drew Thompson retires him on nine pitches. Brings up James Hankerson Jr. with one out and nobody on in the bottom of the first. Still tied at zero, and we'll see who blinks first. And looking at Rafters starters this season, I mean, compared to opposing teams, this pitch misses high to bring it 1-0, and the Rafters have had just four starters go five innings. They are 2-2 in those games as this pitch comes in there and hits the lower inside part of the strike zone to bring it 1-1. And that's just because when they're able to get those pitchers to extend, they don't really have to turn to the bullpen early, and they can play the game where you go one inning, two innings at most from a guy. 1-1 count on the way, gets a swing and a miss to bring it 1-2. Hankerson Jr., the left-handed hitting first baseman for the Dock Spiders today. He wasn't in the lineup yesterday, and on the season, Hankerson is one of the batters who hasn't really had a chance to show himself yet, as that pitch is in there, called strike three, caught him looking, and Hankerson will head on back to the dugout as he goes down on strikes. Back-to-back Ks for Drew Thompson, and there's two away with the bases empty in the bottom of the first. Brings up T.P. Wentworth with nobody on and two outs. Wentworth, he was key part in the game yesterday. He ended the night going 1-for-5 from the plate, but he also reached on a hit-by-pitch. Swings and misses at the first one to bring it 0-1. Wentworth, a left-handed hitting center fielder from Clemson University. Two-way player for him, and the 0-1 count on the way home. Gets another swing and a miss. He's now down in the count 0-2. And looking at yesterday's game, he struck out three times. It was his first Northwoods League game. This is home debut for the Dock Spiders after making his first appearance yesterday. He's got an 0-2 count. Thompson looking to strike out the side, and it's popped up sky high in the air. Eric Parker running in, but it's going to be called off by the first baseman, Madden Akko, who makes the play for out number three. So Drew Thompson gets the Dock Spiders to go 1-2-3 in the first inning, pair of strikeouts, and we head to the second, still tied at zero here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
The Rafters hoping to be the first onto the scoreboard here in the top of the second inning. It's still tied at zero, and the Rafters on the road here against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, and it's finally time to get to see the cleanup man for the Rafters, Royce Clayton Jr., who we talked to in the pregame show. This his first at-bat since about 10 days ago, back on June 5th was the last time he was up at the plate, and he was crushing the ball prior to his hamstring injury. He was on a three-game hit streak as the first pitch from Mason Weckler misses high to bring it 1-0. And started the season on a 5-game hit streak as well. His last outing was a 1-for-2 game against Royal Oak. He's had a couple of really big games. You go all the way back to the third game of the season against Wausau. Swing and a miss here brings it 1-1. And Clayton went 4-for-5 with a pair of doubles and 3 runs. And he's shown that ability against multiple different pitchers and teams. Struggled a little bit with the strikeouts, but was starting to re-find what he had at the beginning of the season before the injury, as he swings and misses at that one to bring it 1-2. He's a right-handed hitting left fielder for the Raptors. He was the everyday center fielder for a while until a couple other guys got in here, as that pitch misses away to bring it 2-2. It's a righty-righty matchup, and Clayton from Cal State Northridge enters today batting 293 on the season. 2-2 count coming home, and he holds back on a pitch that comes in and it hits him on the hands. So Royce Clayton Jr., the first base runner of the game, as he gets hit by one, and he'll walk on over to first base, a leadoff base runner for the Raptors. And it brings up the man who leads the Northwoods League in RBIs, Noah Ruiz. And he doesn't just lead the Northwoods League in RBIs, he is crushing the Northwoods League in RBIs. He currently leads the league with 27. Second place is 22 RBIs. Pitch coming on home, gets a swing and a miss to bring it 0-1. And, well, it's tough to blow something by him just like that, a fastball that he just got a little bit under. And Ruiz batting 368 on the season. He's got a runner on first base with nobody out, as the 0-1 misses a little low to bring it 1-1. Ruiz, a right-handed hitting second baseman for the Raptors, has a righty-righty matchup. An 11.45 OPS entering today's game, and this pitch is a grounder over to shortstop. Picked up, it'll be flipped back to second. Throw over to first is in time. Double play, not what Raptors fans wanted to see, as it goes 6-4-3 to clear the bases and put two away here in the top of the second inning. Brings up Madden Akko with two outs, nobody on. And, well, Akko, he's been riding a hot streak as well. You talk about guys that have been really killing it. Madden Akko, certainly one of them. You look at last night's game, and he certainly showed off again as this pitch is in there, called for a strike. He has multiple hits in his last 4 consecutive games. Last night, Akko going 2-for-4, had an RBI and a walk as well. The 0-1 misses high to bring it 1-1. Akko, the right-handed hitting first baseman, righty-righty matchup. Weckler looks over to third base and now brings it home, and the 1-1 misses outside to bring it 2-1. And nobody on the base paths. It's still tied at 0 in the top of the second inning. Raptors baseball here on WFHR. Appreciate you tuning in on this Father's Day, as this one is fouled down the left field line to bring it to a 2-2 count. And Akko, he's a guy who comes to the Raptors from Los Angeles, California. He attended Fordham University and made a little bit of appearances there. This one comes inside, and that one hits Madden Akko on the shoulder, just grazes it, and that's the second hit by pitch from Mason Weckler. Puts Akko onto first base, and it brings up Chris Diaz with one on and two out in the top of the second. Diaz hoping that he can keep rolling along here, as he's been on and off as of late. Swings through the first one to bring it 0-1. And, well, you just hope that you can find him on a good day right now, because his good days are not just good days, they are great days. But his last time out, 0-for-3 against Wausau, is the 0-1 count. Misses low to bring it 1-1. And he's a guy that just takes care of the bat. He is not an early swinger like a lot of the guys out here for the Raptors. Diving back to first base, head first was Madden Akko. just making sure that he gets back there safely, and he did. So he's still on first with two outs. 1-1 count to the left-handed hitting right fielder for the Rafters. Pitch coming home, hit to the left side of the infield, got him a little bit off balance. Shortstop over to first in time for out number three. So the Rafters don't pick up any runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base as we head to the bottom of the second, still tied at zero here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Drew Thompson looked very good in that first inning. He had a pair of strikeouts and got through the inning 1-2-3 into the bottom of the second here. It brings up Matt Hansen, Jonathan Fitz, and Jaron Cotton, the 4-5-6 batters in the lineup for the Dock Spiders. Matt Hansen starting things off. He's a left-handed hitting second baseman for Fond du Lac. And, well, he has already caused plenty of problems for the Rafters this season and for the Northwoods League in general. First pitch on the way, misses low to bring it 1-0. The second baseman batting .357 on the season. He's got a pair of home runs, 13 RBIs, and an over 1,000 OPS, .1015. The 1-0 count is fouled back to bring it 1-1. And Hansen, looking at last night's game for the Dock Spiders, he went 2-for-5. Didn't have any RBIs, but did score one run and struck out once as well. 1-1 count on the way home. Lefty-righty matchup. It's a little bit inside to bring it 2-1. And Thompson, always a fireballer for the Rafters. He loves that fastball, but he's got plenty of other pitches that he likes to mix in, and that's what makes the fastball so dominant when he's on. 2-1 count, misses high to bring it 3-1, and you talk about when he's on. You know that he's on when he is limiting the walks. Back in his first game of the season, he walked 4 batters in 3 innings. And in that game, he allowed 4 runs as well, as this pitch misses for ball number 4, and Matt Hansen, a leadoff walk in the second inning. The first base runner of the game for the Dock Spiders brings up Jonathan Fitz with nobody out and a runner on first base. And this is very similar to the way that the Rafters just went in the second inning after they got their first base runner on a free pass, although theirs was a hit by pitch. Talking a little more about Thompson, he allowed 4 walks in 3 innings his first time, 3 walks in 3 innings his second time, and then 2 walks in 5 innings his last appearance. Pickoff attempt back to first base. Just make sure to locate when he's on the mound, and that's been the key here, because every time that he's had less and less walks per inning, he's had less and less runs per inning. That one misses outside to bring it 1-0. So this is first walk of the game, and still looking like he's finding his stuff, but starting off with a ball to Jonathan Fitz, not what he wanted to do. Fitz, the right-handed hitting catcher, has a runner on first, nobody out, and bottom of the second, tied at 0. It's fouled back to bring it 1-1. And the Dock Spiders come into this game a .500 record, and it's a tight contest between them and the Green Bay Rockers right now for third place in the Great Lakes West. Runner on first base gets a pickoff attempt his way, but, well, Hansen's back in plenty of time. Still a 1-1 count with the runner on first and nobody out. Hansen did steal a base in yesterday's game, and he gets a pickoff attempt his way, and he got... No! They didn't get him. Hansen got caught off the bag, but just able to avoid the tag, diving back head first, and that was oh so close to being a pickoff attempt. Instead, it's a 1-1 count with nobody out. Here in the bottom of the second. Pitch coming home from Thompson. It misses high to bring it 2-1. And you look at the Rafters in yesterday's game, just 4 earned runs allowed, but it was the 6 errors that doomed them, and those 6 errors resulted in 5 unearned runs coming home. 2-1 count, that's in there for strike number 2, a 2-2 count. And if it weren't for those unearned runs, the Rafters would have had a pretty big win. Would have won 8-4. But, of course, that's not how things turned out. And so they got to play better defense today as pickoff attempt again back to first keeps Matt Hansen on. And so far, the Rafters have had just one opportunity in the field of play. However, those pickoff attempts do give a little bit more action as that one misses away to bring it 3-2 for Jonathan Fitz. And Thompson, he might not have the pitch count that's up there, but all those pickoff attempts back to first base certainly do work up the fatigue on the arm. He's officially up to 26 pitches in the game. The 3-2 count on the way. That's in there. Caught him looking. Strike number 3. It's the third strikeout of the game for Drew Thompson, and it puts one away with the runner on first base in the bottom of the second. Trying to keep this game tied at 0, it brings up Jaron Cotton, the right-handed hitting designated hitter for the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Cotton will be followed up by Kelson Johnson if it gets to him. Double play to end the inning is in order, but Rafters defense got to prove themselves as there's another pickoff attempt towards Matt Hansen. And there have been a ton of those towards Hansen. They want to make sure that he stays on. The Rafters have been good at picking off batters as here's a bunt down the third baseline. Barehanded, the throw across the diamond is not in time. A nice pickup over there by first baseman Madden Akko helps Onyade avoid an error. But either way, it puts runners on first and second with the infield hit from Jaron Cotton. And that's the first hit of the game for the Dock Spiders. Matt Hansen on second base. Jaron Cotton on first. Brings up the right-handed hitting right fielder, Kelson Johnson. One out in the bottom of the second. Thompson looks back to second base, now brings it home, showing bunt. The pitch misses outside to bring it 1-0, and Johnson seemed like he was angling that one a little more down the first baseline. 1-0 count to Johnson, and he enters today batting just .114 on the season. He's really struggled. Pickoff attempt back to second base. Really making sure that Matt Hansen doesn't get off of the bag there. Thompson really worried about him and wanting to make sure he doesn't take off. The 1-0 count comes home, and it's fouled back to bring it 1-1. The Rafters have done a great job at catching runners stealing and keeping them from advancing freely. You look at the stolen bases that they've allowed this season. There haven't been all too many on the year that have been successful, and been impressive both from the pitchers and the catchers. Pitch on the way home on the 1-1. It misses a little outside to bring it 2-1 to Johnson. And 60 stolen bases allowed by the Rafters, but you look at some of the teams out there that are stealing bases left, right, and center. The Rafters are not one of those teams that are allowing them like that. 2-1 count, misses outside to bring it 3-1. And you also got to take into account that the Rafters play in the same subdivision as the Wausau Woodchucks, who lead the Northwoods League in stolen bases by a mile. And the Rafters have already played the Woodchucks four times this season, so makes that number even more impressive. Rather than being middle of the pack, they didn't have to face the Woodchucks. They might even be higher on that list as the 3-1 count comes on home and is in there, called for a strike to bring it 3-2. Full count with one out in the bottom of the second. Runner still on first and second. Noah Ruiz shading over towards second base, now backs up towards the outfield lip. Thompson looking back to the bag. He'll bring it home. 3-2 count. Fouled away. So again, Kelson Johnson will see a 3-2 count. That's the third 3-2 count that the Dock Spiders have seen today. Patrick Graham, Jonathan Fitz, and now Kelson Johnson have all worked a full count. Really not helping out Drew Thompson's pitch count as he's up to 34 on the night. 3-2 count comes home, and that one is a little outside for ball number four, and the bases are loaded for Marcus Romero. And Jaron Cotton goes from first over to second. Matt Hansen goes from second to third. And well, Drew Thompson didn't miss by much on that one. I mean, by the slightest of margins, he missed that pitch. And that's where he wanted to put it. Couldn't get the swing and couldn't get the call. First pitch on the way home. It is a check swing that he went around on for strike number one. Marcus Romero up at the plate as the base is loaded with one out in the bottom of the second. Still tied at zero. Dock Spiders looking to score first today as they did yesterday. Dock Spiders scored two runs in the first inning yesterday. Today, though, hasn't been the same. 0-1 is fouled back into the netting. Brings it 0-2. And looking at the starts from Drew Thompson this season, it seems like he's gotten better as the game has progressed. You look at where he's allowed runs. In the first inning, he's been hit the hardest, allowing four of his nine earned runs in the first. 0-2 count comes home, and it misses a little low and away to bring it 1-2. Romero, right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Nick Adrian behind the plate for the Rafters. Thompson, these first two innings have really done the most damage to him. He's pitched at least three innings in all three of his starts, though, but only allowed one run in the third inning, one run in the fourth inning, and one run in the fifth inning. That's how his season's gone so far. Still an early look at that, but a 1-2 count with one away comes home, and it's a foul ball down the third baseline and towards the Dock Spiders dugout. Count stays 1-2. Jalen Gellings is on deck. Gellings, the 9-hole for the Dock Spiders. And he's not a bad hitter. That's where they like to keep him. He's done relatively well in that spot. So the Rafters really looking to get through Romero. Breaking ball, and somehow Romero manages to get a piece of that one. Stays alive with the swing and remains a 1-2 count. Looking a little more at Romero, the left fielder for the Dock Spiders. He comes from South Mountain Community College, a sophomore from Brighton, Colorado. 6'4", 205. He's Not a small guy. 1-2 count comes home and misses high and tight to bring it 2-2. And on the season, Romero is batting 0-7. He's only appeared in two games so far. This game number 3 for him. Still searching for that first hit. 2-2 count comes home and it's fouled back. So Romero will continue to see more and more pitches. This will be pitch number 8 for Romero. Really working up Drew Thompson's pitch count. He's up to 42 pitches. We're not even through the second inning yet. Still only one out with the bases loaded in the bottom of the second. 2-2 count, misses low, and it is now full for Romero. I mean, that is a great fight from the plate from Romero. And in his two games, he has yet to draw a walk, although he was hit by a pitch. He struck out 5 times. It's really been a rough start for him. But he's ready to turn that around. He's got an opportunity here. Key spot, bases loaded, 3-2 count. Breaking ball is popped up right side of the infield, chasing over to Idako. It's reaching towards the stands, and it bounces a couple rows up to keep the count 3-2. 10-pitch plate appearance here after this one comes home. And Romero just continuing to work it, giving Thompson nothing easy. 3-2 is hit up the middle towards shortstop. Parker's there. He flips it to second. Ruiz back to first and not in time. A split second short of getting the inning-ending double play, and they can't quite do it. A little lofted on the throw from Ruiz back to first, and it was just enough time to send the runner safely to first. So a fielder's choice there, but I think you would rather that than what happened yesterday, where the Rafters would have tried to go too quickly on that play and had an error. You're okay with one run coming across there. It's a 1-0 game in the bottom of the second. Runners on the corners with 2 outs as the first pitch comes home to Patrick Graham and misses outside for ball number 1. Graham up for his 2nd time today. Sorry, this is Jalen Gellings. Gellings, the right-handed hitter. Graham is on deck. Not quite batting around yet, and the pitch comes home to first base on the pickoff attempt, and no pitch. Thompson, his pitch count up to 36, which that means 46. He's now up to 30 pitches in the inning, and this one comes across the plate to bring it 1-1. Jalen Gellings, the right-handed hitting third baseman for the Dock Spiders, has runners on the corners. A 1-1 count with 2 away in the bottom of the second. It's 1-0 Fond du Lac. 1-1 count, misses high and outside to bring it 2-1. And with just 3 more pitches, Drew Thompson won't be allowed to come back in for the next inning. That'd really throw a wrench in the Rafters' plans. Usually a guy they can rely on for a few innings. Pickoff attempt back to first. Keeps the guy on. And well, it hasn't necessarily been that huge of an inning for the Dock Spiders. They've scored just the 1 run and only 3 guys reach, but they've just been working every count as this one misses low to bring it 3-1. Really needs to get the out here, but he might not even get a swing from Jalen Gellings. 3-1 count with 2 away and runners on the corners. Pickoff attempt back to first. Not in time, and head first slide from Marcus Romero puts him back on the bag and brings up the 3-1 count yet again. Thompson taking his time, and pitch comes home. It's in there for a strike. Thompson now up to 34 pitches in the inning, and this next one will be 35, which means the Rafters are going to have to go to the bullpen early. A Thompson back on the rubber. He will bring the pitch home. 3-2 count. It is fouled down the third base line. So 3-2 count with two away. Runner still on the corners, although Romero taking off from first base. And that's to be expected with 3-2, the count with two outs. Bottom of the second, Dock Spiders already up 1-0. The pitch comes home, and that's a little high for ball number four. And once again, the bases are loaded for Fond du Lac. So back up to the top of the order, and this time we'll get to see Patrick Graham up. But before that, it's a mound visit as Mike Spears will go out and talk to Drew Thompson. Spears, the Rafters pitching coach, he always goes out to talk strategy, and Thompson just having every batter for the Dock Spiders working every single count. He's had four full counts this inning. Only one batter saw less than five pitches in a plate appearance. Jalen Gellings, a seven-pitch walk. Marcus Romero saw 10 pitches when he grounded into the fielder's choice. Kelson Johnson drew a seven-pitch walk. And Jaron Cotton, the only one to see less than five pitches, he had a first-pitch single. So it's not like it really helped Thompson there. Jonathan Fitz struck out on six pitches, and Matt Hansen drew a walk on five. That's a look back at this inning. It's 1-0 Dock Spiders. They have the bases loaded in the bottom of the second. The right-handed batter, Patrick Graham, up at the plate. Righty-righty matchup. Thompson sends the first pitch home and has this one sent over to second base. Ruiz is there. He'll throw on to first in time for out number three. So eventually the Rafters do get out of the inning, but not before the first run of the game comes across. One run on one hit. There were no errors, and there were three left on base. It's 1-0 Fond du Lac when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And the Rafters field manager, Tom Zaglowski, he's walking on down to his third base coaching box where he'll be setting up for the top of the third inning. The Rafters going to be seeing their 8-9-1 batters step up to the plate this inning. That's who's due up. Pat Costin, Nick Adrian, Eric Parker. In that order, Pat Costin leading things off. He's the left-handed hitting designated hitter for the Rafters. And a guy who's been working for more and more plate appearances as he's in a crowded catcher's room. The first pitch misses for ball number one. 1-0 count to Costin, who's been here since game one. This one to the right side of the infield, picked up over at second base, or is it? It isn't. It's dropped right on the lip of the outfield grass, and so the 1-0 count ends up sending a runner over to first base, an infield single for Pat Costin. And it brings up Nick Adrian with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the third. Rafters on the road here in Fond du Lac. They are currently riding a three-game loss streak, looking to get back in the win column. They had won three in a row previously, all on the road. They had won four straight road games prior to their loss at Wausau to start off this three-game losing streak. The 1-0 count is outside and in the dirt to bring it 2-0. Nice pickup behind the plate by Jonathan Fitz. Adrian, a right-handed hitting catcher for the Rafters. It's a righty-righty matchup, and the Rafters, as I mentioned, crowded catching room with Ashton Zacher normally being the starting man behind the plate, and Nick Adrian working in there every so often. Pat Costin, he hasn't really seen too many appearances behind the plate, despite that being his natural position. 2-0 count comes inside, and that's the third hit-by-pitch of the game allowed by Mason Weckler. That's back-to-back runners that have reached for the Rafters as Adrian goes to first. Pat Costin goes over to second, and it brings up the top of the order with two on and nobody out in the top of the third. Mason Weckler, he's been pretty good. He allowed his first hit of the game back in the Pat Costin at-bat, but seemingly losing his spot a little bit here. He's only thrown one strike so far this inning. That one strike was hit for the single to the right side of the infield. Brings up Eric Parker, the right-handed hitting shortstop with nobody out and a runner on first and second. Top of the third inning, it's a 1-0 Dock Spiders lead. Pitch coming home, a breaking ball drops in there for strike number one. Parker, 0-for-1 on the game today. He flew out to center field to start off the game, and you look back to last night, he was able to get on base a few times. The 0-1 count misses inside to bring it 1-1. And he's always got a good eye at the plate. However, he really did struggle yesterday defensively and maybe got in his head a little bit, as in last night's game, he ended up going 0-for-2, swings and has a foul tip on the 1-1 count to bring it 1-2. On the season, though, as I mentioned, Parker's been good at getting on base despite his batting average being low. His on-base percentage, one of the better on the team, at .571. The 1-2 count misses a little bit low to bring it 2-2. Parker, guy from the University of Georgia, one of the higher-rated recruits on this team, a top 100 college prospect coming out of high school, according to Perfect Game. And he was drafted by the Dodgers. 2-2 count is a high chopper back to the mound. They'll toss it on over to first base, but both runners do advance on the 1-3 ground out. Nick Adrian goes from first over to second, and Pat Costin goes from second to third. Brings up Mason Onyade with runners on second and third. And Onyade, the left-handed hitting third baseman for the Rafters today. Runners on second and third. He's got a key opportunity here. That pitch misses high to bring it 1-0, and he's been great at getting on base this season, but when it comes to RBIs, he doesn't have too many to speak of. Looking at this past week, sends this one high foul down that left field line and well out of play. 1-1 count. In the past week, Onyade, he has reached base 12 of his 27 plate appearances. Pretty good percentage right there, but he has not driven in an RBI. The 1-1 count misses a bit inside to bring it 2-1. Gunnar Myro on deck, but there's one out here in the top of the third and two runners on. 2-1 count comes home. It misses low and inside to bring it 3-1. And The Rafters would love to give Miro a chance with the bases loaded. But Oñate's looking at getting that RBI if he has a chance. He's really been a run machine. You look at last night's game, he was 3 of the 8 runs that the Rafters scored. 3-1 count is in there right across the middle to bring it 3-2. And this is what you like to see from him, though. Really working the count, just waiting and staying patient up there. If he doesn't like the first pitch, he's just hanging around in the count, working up that pitch count, and that's what you want to see in a game like this. 3-2 count. This one's ripped towards right center field. That one's on the run to the center fielder. It drops in the outfield. Oñate is headed over for second. Here comes one run. Here comes another. Nick Adrian in at home, and Mason Oñate, a stand-up 2-RBI double to take the lead for the Rafters in the top of the third. Well, didn't have any RBIs the week prior to that, but makes it happen here on Sunday, and a big time double puts the Rafters up 2-1. Pat Costin coming home on the double along with Nick Adrian behind him. Runner on second base with one out as this one's hit to the right side, picked up over at first. Oñate will advance to third, but Gunnar Miro out first pitch swinging on the 3 unassisted. Mason Oñate now 90 feet from home. However, the sacrifice not an option with 2 outs. And it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. Clayton batting 293 this year. He fouls this one back to bring it 0-1. He was hit by a pitch back in the second inning. That was his first plate appearance back since June 5th. And it was certainly a way to get started. You get on base, but I'm sure he had something different in mind. A hit still preferable. The 0-1 count on the outside edge brings it 0-2. And on deck, Noah Ruiz. And wouldn't you love to give it to him with a runner in scoring position? 0-2 count coming home, and it misses outside to bring it 1-2. And well, Ruiz did ground into the double play in the second inning, and he's hit a couple of double plays this season. But all things considered, I think the RBI speak for themselves. He can hit and clutch when he needs to. 1-2 count a little away for ball number 2, and Clayton nearly giving into the effort, but able to hold back before he went around. 2-2 count with 2 away in the top of the third inning. Rafters up 2-1. The pitch coming home, it misses outside. Clayton working a really strong plate appearance here. It's another full count to the Rafters as Mason Weckler, he had been pitching very efficiently to this point, but he's now up to 48 pitches in the game, trying to get through the third inning without allowing another run. 3-2 count coming home. It's sent high in the air towards center field. Under it is the center fielder Wentworth, and he will make the catch for out number 3. Not bad contact from Royce Clayton Jr., and Mason Oñate comes up big. The Rafters score 2 runs thanks to the 2 hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left 1 on base. It's 2-1 Wisconsin Rapids. We hit the bottom of the third inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And as we knew at the end of the second inning, Drew Thompson's night was done, and he hands it off to Zach Crotchfeld, who has been an incredible player to watch early on in the season. He has been absolutely dominating out there, but Drew Thompson, not a bad start from him. If it weren't for the eligibility rules, he likely could have been back out there for the third inning as he went two innings, allowing just the one run on one hit. He walked three batters, had three strikeouts, no hit by pitches, no wild pitches. He faced 10 total batters on 53 pitches and hands it off to Zach Crotchfeld. And taking a little bit more of a look at Crotchfeld, I mean, he has been great for the Rafters in a couple of appearances. First pitch on the way is called on the outside edge for strike number one. Crotchfeld, the left-handed pitcher from Texas Tech, he takes on the righty at the plate, James Hankerson Jr. 0-1 count on the way home. It's spiked